we were supposed to be seeing Caroline on the Friday, but this always happened with Caroline, you know. We were supposed to be going out to her house, and she was at home. She was having the nurses around to see her to make sure everything was okay. And on the Friday, she said, I don't feel very well this today, so can you come back tomorrow instead? So on the Saturday, we came round. When we got there, we found out she'd gone. So that was the shock, because on the Friday, she sounded fine. You know, she just was tired, I suppose, but she was absolutely fine. And when we got there, I mean, God, that's something that I can't ever get out of my head. You know, that she seemed very peaceful. Everything was fine, as it can be. But, you know, the shock is... You can never get out of your mind. It'll always be there in my mind. You know, it's the last thing I ever saw of her. You know, it's horrible.
It's interesting, just going back to why the public loved Caroline, because, of course, she did play Mrs. Merton, who was quite a corset character, wasn't she? And, you know, she didn't hold back. And yet there was this real love for her, wasn't there? But do you think that, you know, it was almost as much to do with the northern roots and the sort of comedy that she did, which endeared her to the public?
I think it's just because Caroline looked at people all the time, and she like in the royal family as well, all the lines they used in the royal family, it was because Caroline was watching people, and she'd learned something in her head about it, and then she'd write about it. I think people saw that in her, and I think they took Caroline to their hearts, because she's just so normal. That's all it can be, you know. There's never, if she ever went out at home, if she went out for a meal or something like that, there was no, I have to be in the best room or the best table. She'd just be normal, you know. She'd go to McDonald's, you know, with the godkids and all stuff like that. No problems. There was no grandiosa about it. You know, it's just all normal, absolutely normal. I think people saw that, yeah, totally.
Must have been fascinating for you watching the royal family, because I bet one or two lines rang true.
It's all about me, really, yeah. Caroline, like both me and my sister, we brought up in a council house, so that straight away brought the royal family into it, you know, because the same sort of thing. But it was just a combination of things that made the royal family as special as it was. You got Ricky Tomlinson was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. The writing was amazing. You know, Craig and Caroline together, when they would do something, it was always special. Whatever they did together, it was special. But Caroline always had that little edge, that little something special she could add to something, which made it as it was. And that's why she's won so many bloody BAFTAs with it. Sorry.
In terms of her life, obviously, you know, she was one of those people that was in the media a lot. And we were talking actually about comparisons with Victoria Wood, who shunned that side of thing. Would Caroline have liked to have done what she did, but without being famous?
Yes, I think so. She never wanted to be famous in that respect. She just liked doing what she was doing. She didn't want fame or anything like that. You know, she's just a very down to earth person, and you know, and like I said before, you know, that's why I think people appreciated her so much, because she wasn't, you know, she lived in Timperley, you know, in just a normal house. You know, there was nothing. She didn't want fame. She didn't want loads of money. She didn't want anything. She just liked doing what she was doing, and that was writing and, you know, being herself.
And it's a very close knit family. And I know the reason that you're here today is to talk about Macmillan, who have had a real impact on your lives.
Well, I'll be perfectly honest. I knew about Macmillan, but I didn't know exactly what they did. And I only found this out when Caroline was involved with them. When Caroline was diagnosed with lung cancer, which was 2013, around about December time, straight away there was a Macmillan nurse, you know, that was looking after Caroline and seeing what, you know, what could go on. And Caroline had a really, really bad time with operations and things like that. And Macmillan, just for myself and for my mum as well, and for Caroline, you know, Caroline's fine, but you don't realise that you when something happens to your life, you know, like your sister gets lung cancer, and you know, my mum was there as well. Macmillan were there for us all the time. You know, they didn't care. Any time we could ring them up, and they'd be brilliant. You know, and if we didn't understand something, the doctors might have told something to Caroline, or told it to my mum, or told it to me, and we didn't understand it. We could ring Macmillan, and they, 9 times out of 10, they knew anyway. But if they didn't know, they'd find out and let you know. And they'd let you know in a way that made it easier for you to understand things. So when I found out that Macmillan, you know, Caroline said to me, will you please do something for Macmillan before when I've gone? So I said, yes, I will, you know, whatever I can do, I'll do. But they're just such an amazing organisation. And I didn't know as well that they've got every single penny is all done by charity. Mm. You know, there's no government, you know, giving any money to or anything like that to the Macmillan. And they just, the people themselves, they're like, Caroline says, they're like angels. And I think she's right.